welcome to the broadcast. I'm Colleen.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Broadcast. Think of us as Girls Night in podcast form.
Feminism.
Sex.
Relationships.
Politics.
Pop culture.
Nothing is off limits.
And we mean nothing.
So pop a bottle and grab a bag of Fritos.
I have really good chips here.
And come speak your feels with us. That's what she said.
The broadcast.
Proud member of Jay and Jack Productions and Blog Talk Radio.
Find us on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm hashtag huge, huge comeback. That's what she said.
And welcome to the show. How's everybody doing?
Good. Doing good. Welcome back.
Brendan.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for having me back. I was out of town last week. I'll be out of town next week.
Oh,
then
man.
I should be here for a while, hopefully. I mean, soon I'll be on my paternity leave, so I'll be like on a 3-month vacation. It's going to be great.
That will coincide with Survivor being over.
Oh, my gosh. It's like it was planned that
it's
way.
Like, no. It was planned. Man, and then I got to go back to work. Boo.
I know it sucks for you, but, you know, I won't be working.
What is work? What is that work? You,
oh, that's true. I'm sorry, Jack. That might be offensive. I apologize.
It is
for
offensive.
My insensitive comments.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But we had a interesting episode of Survivor tonight. Bradley, who I heard got ripped on pretty hard last week on the podcast.
Jack and Mike made fun of the fact that he didn't like the dirt on the beach.
Well, I was hoping he'd go home because he was annoying the crap out of me in this episode. But
he lives to be made fun of for another week.
He's just one of those guys. You know, I'm sorry, Bradley. I'm sure you're a nice guy, but you just want to punch him in the face.
I thought he was kind of hot. Just
objectify. Yeah, Colleen thought he was hot. Like, there's so many times.
I can give you Ken as a 10 and whoever last year's
Cole
is my goal, but. Bradley, the whiner.
He kind of has a fish back, kind of like a younger fish back.
He's not a fish back. Look, he looks.
He said
like
he had the glasses and the kind of curly hair and the little beard.
He looks like Jonathan Rhys Meyers.
Who the?
From the Tudors, from August Rush, that movie that I love.
No. Listen, you.
All right, Bradley, if you're listening, someone thinks you're hot.
Yeah, that's true.
And again,
we were going to be too harsh on Brad, but clearly there's a Brad fan amongst us.
Well,
I'm like a babysitter.
Also, going by Bradley, like, come on, just be a Brad. Bradley's like.
What? He looks more like a Bradley than a Brad.
He looks like a Bradley, but if I was him, I would just go by Brad.
Jeremiah, that goes by Jay.
I got to tell you, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think Bradley could pull off Brad.
No, probably not, but I would at least try.
He's got that Bradley look to him. And if you're a listener and your name is Bradley, we're not talking about you. But he just has that Bradley.
Bradley.
I mean, I'm sure he's the nicest guy out there.
Sure.
But
he's
I can't
an annoying
stand him.
Play to watch.
Yeah.
When he just horrible.
Kellen is killing me.
Well, I did like when they went.
She gives good emotion. She feels things.
When they went to the reward challenge, Jeff said, "Anything goes," and she pulled out a knife. I said, "Whoa!"
We did make some killing her husband jokes while we were watching.
Well, we got a little bit more of her backstory while she was on Ghost Island, and
she knows all about
Ghost. It's still a little ambiguous.
I wanted to know if she was like a sister wife that like
I didn't think about that because she said I got married and then divorced.
Well, no,
I got married and then I wasn't married anymore.
No, you got to smile with Jimmy. She's got some white teeth, which again, I'm always jealous of people with white teeth.
I wasn't married anymore.
Stop it.
You have pretty white teeth. You have white
teeth. Not anymore. They used to be whiter.
Racist. So
I don't know. Ever since there was a couple on The Amazing Race, he was a dentist. And
oh my god, yeah, I remember them. We podcasted that season, I think.
You were watching then, yeah. Their teeth were annoying.
Yeah, I feel like there is a point where your teeth are too white. Like they're not supposed to be like paper white. Like
no, and it's white.
Actually, I used the whitening tool to whiten my teeth for a Facebook post once, and Jay called me out on it, and I was so self-conscious that I deleted it and reposted it.
Yeah, because I was like, she posted it. It was like her profile picture or something on Facebook. I was like, geez, teeth whitening tool much?
I was like, I'm feeling a little self-conscious here, okay? But I changed it back to the original one. I was like, oh man, if Jay's gonna say something, then everybody else, I guess that
was a bad husband moment, I guess.
No, I appreciated it.
What happens at home stays at home, Jay. Come on. You know, that's what happened with Kellen's husband.
That's true. That's true. I have to be careful because Colleen does want to go on Survivor, and that'd be apparently a great Survivor story angle.
I would be an excellent Survivor player. Thank you very much.
Alex seems to agree.
Yeah.
Alex says, I'm holding the mic in my hand, and Alex is like 3 inches from it. So, yeah, he's.
I will say the way the edit was going, I did not expect who lost the challenge to lose the challenge.
You can say it if they're listening. They've probably seen it.
Yes. But tribal, unfortunately, didn't go the way I wanted it to. But let's dig into this episode, Colleen. Do you want to kick us off on this recap?
Oh my God! Yes, let's do this.
All right, I forgot to thank Mike Bloom last week for stepping in for me. And Mike Bloom has a streak of picking the right person, so hopefully he didn't. So
I was close.
You were said close. Bradley, didn't you?
I did say Bradley. I remember about halfway through the episode, I go right when Bradley said something to Stephanie, I go, "That's right, I picked him."
You're like,
I picked Weasel Boy.
I picked the guy that didn't like dirt on the beach.
Yeah.
All right, let's get this show on the road. I got a cranky, almost 4.5-week old here. All right. Survivor, season 36, Ghost Island, episode 4, Trust Your Gut. We start off on Naviti, night 9. After tribal, Dom's upset that his former tribe mates went with Angela's plan to vote out Morgan. He and Wendell lament on what to do. I love that word lament, by the way. And Dom tells him that he has the real idol, which you would think is this nice move, except Dom, you know, then just told everybody in the episode that really had any interest in knowing.
I don't understand, though, when they come back to tribal, why one person wants to go with another person in their alliance and talk about it.
Yeah.
Because producers are probably like, "Hey,
you're already low man on the totem pole. You basically have 24 hours a day where you're doing nothing. There's going to be I would not leave that group."
Well, what if the producers like made you? They were like, "Hey, you two go sit over here and do something."
How are they going to make me? I do what I want.
Yeah, I guess. But so say you're kind of not agreeable to the producers, then you kind of get blackballed
for coming back. Also, you signed a contract, so you probably don't have the right to do that. Let's be honest.
I got a cold. Can't go. Sorry.
And then they would say, you know, that Jack guy, he is never invited back here for a returning player season because he was a pain.
That's where you make the money is being a returning player. So, Jack, if you don't know how to return, you're not like, why even bother?
But I'm there to win the first time, not to have to come back and be a Cochran and have to win the second time. I'm there to win the first time, and leaving the group that's already against me is not the smartest thing to do.
And you're not aiming high enough to be a Sandra and win both times, right?
No, I can't. No. I don't have that kind of magic.
And the queen stays queen. All right, continue.
Except for the third time.
Except, you know, she still was the queen. She was still the queen the third time. Okay,
You're right. She was one of the more enjoyable things of that.
I don't have the ability to be so rude to people and still get their vote.
And you know something? That's a talent that you should have.
It's an amazing gift because most people, you treat them like crap. They're not going to get your vote.
I recently saw the gif of her stealing the sugar, and it is an amazing gif. I will give you that.
I mean, most players have to play like that one person that won that nobody thought she deserved to win.
Michelle,
there you go.
If you win, the people you played with thought you deserved it. Okay, moving on.
Don't get me started, Michelle.
I think that's killed Survivor the momentum.
It hasn't been a great season since then.
I don't know. We had a lot of fun with the Millennials Gen X season.
Yeah,
we did have a lot of fun with that. And we had fun with Second Chances until the merch, when everybody that we wanted to see play got voted off.
Yeah.
I mean, JT and his amazingness. Yeah. Sorry, let me pick up the crying.
Yeah, but I think like in terms of like good gameplay and like overarching season, like Michelle winning, kind of, they have not been able to shake the Michelle hashtag winners edit.
Because people are afraid that that's going to happen again.
All right, let's keep going. Because we are only on night.
Colleen gets sensitive around the Michelle hate.
I do get a little sensitive.
It's not.
You guys just hate her because she's a woman and it's Women's History Month. So
no, I don't hate her. I love her.
What are you talking about? I rooted for two of the other women.
I know.
Yeah, I was for Aubrey that season.
We've been making this joke all month at home. So,
is this month over yet?
So I'm just going to do the typical politician response. We're like, my mother's a woman. My wife's a woman.
Some of my best friends.
My sisters are women.
What's April? What's History Month for April?
I don't know.
It's got to be something, right?
I don't know. Jay, producer Jay, Google that. Because normally I Google it, but I've got a baby in my arms.
I will research it. Continue on.
I know Sunday was National Napping Day, and I took one.
No way.
Yeah.
Napping? Like naps? Like cartography?
Nap. Like taking a nap.
Napping day.
Officially, there is no History Month for April. So it's open.
All right.
Jack, could there be a bald man's?
No, don't get. No. Do not bring that joke here.
Bad Survivor winners.
Bad Survivor winners. But here's the thing, like May is stacked. You got Asian Pacific Heritage, American Heritage, Older Americans Month, and Jewish American Heritage.
Do I get the Older American? And
actually, yeah, I think you can count that.
I have a small percentage of Jewish blooded.
Did you have some in your 23andMe?
I did, yeah.
Oh wow.
So wait, I don't think that that's actually a genealogy, Jewish. I think
Well, I think it's both.
It says it on my 23andMe.
It's both a race and a religion.
It says it on my 23andMe.
Yeah.
So if it's
I stand corrected.
So how can April have nothing? Oh, government takes our money.
Yes, sir. Your final due date. But yeah, Jack, you got two out of three in May, so you got that going for you, which is nice.
So, there we go. So I got bragging rights for.
Oh my God! Imagine the Patreon promotions we can do. For National Jewish Month and National Old People's Month in May. Great. I'm sorry. That was just a joke. Can we move on before I
put
my mouth more?
I do like to eat dinner like around 4 o'clock now. So.
Yeah, well, that's breakfast for you because you wake up at 3.
I'm muting Colleen and her crying baby.
it's not both your crying baby?
Oh, that's true. I guess it is my baby, too.
Shouldn't Women's History Month, should they do a better job of keeping their baby quiet? Right?
No. I didn't say that, Colleen, the wife that I love.
It's unfortunate that I'm old and I can't be blamed for what I said.
Colleen, feel free to unmute yourself whenever you're ready.
I just prefer to silently give you the finger. Did you just get my joke before?
Which joke was that? It was so funny, Colleen. I loved your joke.
It was about Jack and the early bird special. Anyway.
You must have been muted by then.
Oh, darn. I said your restaurant at 4 o'clock isn't dinner. Yeah. I thought that was funny. All right, moving on.
I can't stop laughing.
Well,
April could be National
Laughter Month.
Laughter Month. There we go.
I don't know if I'm impressed, if I should high five you or shake my head at myself for saying the same thing. Okay. Day 10. Dom finds the legacy idol in his bag. He can use it when there's 13 or 6 people left.
Hey, but can you tell Bradley to calm down?
Baby Fishback, you mean?
we've gotten Alex's official title or name this
Baby Fishback.
Baby Fishback. But considering my wife has crushes on Fishback and the Fishback, younger Fishback Bradley, like, I'm a little concerned.
He's not a younger Fishback.
Is Alex really my child?
He's not a younger Fishback. You are ridiculous.
I think he has a Fishback-ian look to him.
Okay, can I get this next thing out before?
Wait till he goes starts working on Rob has a podcast and saying, Rob, your podcasts are too long. I can't do it.
Okay, so.
What makes you an authority, Rob?
Okay, so moving on before we make more enemies, because I've already made some bad jokes.
No, they were funny.
So for Dom, it's really important for him to reverse the curse. And thus, I didn't think there was something that could make me want to go back to the millennial versus Gen X theme of, you know, participation trophies. But we found one, because if I have to hear reverse the curse one more time,
I know
it's going to be a drinking game, because I'm not pregnant anymore.
It was at least 3 or 4 times today.
Oh, it's every week. It's super annoying.
Is it as bad as someone saying, I'm the queen, I'm still here?
No, because that was awesome. The queen stays queen. Now the baby has fallen asleep, you know, instantly, because that's what babies do, apparently. I apologize.
That aren't Zach.
That aren't Zach.
Not his favorite.
I think Zach is still awake from 2 hours ago going to sleep. I apologize to anybody, and thank you for sitting through that rough 5 minutes of crying.
I really didn't have a choice. I'm just sitting there recording.
Yes, but other people could have turned it off, so... Thank you. I appreciate it.
They might have.
And they might have. But if you stuck through this, then I'm thanking you. The baby, he only really cries for a very short while each night. And it's when he's over. Here we go again. So.
All right. So you've wasted all the time we could have been on recapping, apologizing. Now he's crying again.
That's all right. Survivor reward challenge. they're playing for peanut butter and jelly and ice cold milk. Navidi ends up winning. They can't agree on who to send to Ghost Island.
Can we just say something about James?
Yes, please.
Dude said he was athletic. He's like the least athletic person out there. Every challenge. I hate to be this way, but every challenge, like this, he was absolutely useless during this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, He's not a performer. He can't.
He's built pretty good. I mean, he's
got muscles. He's got way more than me.
I was waiting for him to drown going out there, but of course he can't. And then you see how Bradley entered the water.
What did he tiptoe in?
He entered the water like it was like 13 degrees. It's like, you know, like when you go to the beach and you can always tell when the waves have hit the guy.
Like it's people. People that grew up with the Atlantic Ocean, it's a lot warmer than the Pacific. Pacific is freezing.
Yeah, Pacific is cold. No. And then there's a certain place where you get hit. You always see the guy, that's what Bradley was looking like today. So I'm sure that water wasn't that cold.
Bradley or James?
Bradley.
Okay.
No, James is useless at the challenge.
I think it's using your headphones, so it's fine anyway. You keep holding the mic. It's fine.
What's using my headphones?
The microphone.
Oh, it's not picking up this actual mic.
Or just
mic.
Put down the mic. I'm hearing you just fine.
And is Laurel the best athlete out there?
Laurel.
She was amazing.
Okay, let's recap again in the very short period that we have. We go to Ghost. So Kellen ends up having to go to Ghost Island. So we go over to Ghost Island.
And we finally get a game and she doesn't play it.
No, yes. Finally get a game.
But smart move on her part.
I guess. But still. And then what's the... Like, so you had 2 weeks with no game. And then you finally have a chance for a game. She doesn't even take advantage of it. So it's kind of like... It's kind of like a dead... It's a dead gimmick to me.
Plus, if she doesn't have a vote, does she tell people... Does the group know that she doesn't have a vote?
I think she would have to tell them that she took.
Well, eventually, I mean, maybe she goes last. Oh wait, I don't get to vote.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I guess I prefer that than.
I mean, she did it. She did it for the tribe, and I thought that was a good move.
Yep.
So we do pick on her a lot, but that was a good move.
Yes.
Agreed.
So I don't have to recap that because we just went over that. But she does say that she's been blindsided in my personal life so many times. This was the point when Jay was like, when you killed your husband. And
Hashtag killed my husband.
No. Whatever kill it is, it sounds landlord. Like she's been
C-I-L-L.
Through.
C-I-L-L.
Kill my landlord.
It sounds like she's been through some stuff, so I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. It's gonna come out. And we're gonna feel really bad.
Yeah,
it is. But until that day, we're gonna enjoy the killing.
We can just say, I didn't know. The killing fields.
Yeah, hopefully the payoff for killing will be better than the payoff for the first season of The Killing.
Oh man, I know. What a disappointment.
Well, you're hoping for an answer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or just really something that makes sense.
Yeah, just not a promise that just one season will answer all. Nope.
Nope, we're going to drag it on, and then we're going to make up who's the killer.
Oh, I know. I was such a big defender of the first season of that, too. And then, yeah.
It was good up until they just started stretching it out.
I know. Yeah. All right, so we go over to Navidi, day 10. Army Angela laments again. I really use that word a lot. Laments to Chris that Dom and Wendell voted for her.
Was she angry the entire episode?
Maybe.
She just looked mad.
Here's the joke where I make, well, she was a woman. Is a woman.
Colleen, it is Women's History Month. That is behaviors like that.
That's what sets the women's movement back.
Yeah, it's just
Colleen, come on. I don't know if I can be on a podcast where that statement was made.
So, well, you know,
the Jane Jack network is inclusive to all races and all sexes.
Yeah.
And
that's just unacceptable.
I'm a woman, so I can't be sexist. I can't be misogynist because I am a woman.
That was pretty sexist joke.
Yeah, that's
in fact, I don't even know if it was a joke.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, moving on. Chris uses Angela's anger as an in to Malolo. They debate whether or not Dom's idol is real. Laurel asks Donathan, does he want to be on Team Wendell or Team Chris? She's weary of letting Chris control everything and ready to make
Team Wendell.
Team Wendell.
Team Brooklyn. I can't believe I
forgot that. Brooklyn, man. Brooklyn, no sleep for Brooklyn. Go home.
Okay, so yes, she makes inroads with Dom, who is happy to have more people on his side, and he's like, yo, let me tell you a secret that nobody except everybody else knows. I have an idol.
Yeah, he can't keep a secret, can he?
Well, I like Dom, but it's just crap like that. It was like, Ed, like, ugh.
And he did come back and say, that's something you're not supposed to tell anybody.
Well, they say it every time they give away the idol thing.
Well, I hope he makes it to at least the merch because he is good TV. He's fun.
He is. Like, he's one of the more enjoyable people on this season, but.
Yes. In case anybody was wondering, I think the baby's asleep for good because he did let out a pretty big burp and then immediately fell asleep. So.
Oh, that's how I go to sleep. Nice hair, Jay.
We'll see.
Does it make you jealous that I have this much hair?
I wouldn't like it like that.
No?
My hair used to be that way and I couldn't stand it.
We go to the immunity challenge on day 12, which I guess I somehow missed a day. Navidi makes a huge comeback. That's what she said. To win. This was actually kind of a nail biter, but I didn't realize it was a nail biter until the very, very end because I really thought it was going to go the other way.
Well, they had to throw the ring out and pull the other part of the track. Did the other side? I didn't think they had everybody pulling it. Did they? Are they just
which Malolo or
the tribe that was out in front?
Yeah, Malolo.
They got the first try and they pull. It just seemed like they put. But the other tribe, Chris's like, I can't pull this. I go, I don't remember the other tribe
had more of the stronger people, right?
Well, I don't remember the whole tribe getting involved, but anyway, at this point, I said, God, they can't even get the track over. How are they going to win?
It's usually with like a puzzle finisher where like the team that was way behind comes back and wins. But this one was a more of a physical finisher, and
right. And they got three of the balls up right away.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't get that last one up.
And I think it's part Jeff. I think it is part Jeff going, they were way ahead. Now it's neck and neck. They're really choking it now.
You guys couldn't get the job done.
But in any sport, any that you have to tune that out.
Oh, I know. But like none of them are professional athletes this season.
So. I don't think they get to be. You don't even have to be a professional athlete.
Just, or people that can tune stuff out.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
You get in the zone. AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Okay, it's funny you guys went to AutoZone because I immediately started singing Britney Spears in my head. Hey, Britney. Thank you. Good. And that was her album, In the Zone.
Yeah, it's not a.
No. In the Zone is the album, but I was singing the.
It's National Women's Month. You can have it.
I was singing the Britney. Okay, first of all. I gotta get in the zone. Gotta, you know, all you people listen to me dance or whatever it is.
Yep.
So I think we lost more listeners on that than we did with the crying baby.
Hey, Jay, do you think Bradley's hot?
I think Bradley's hot, and I think that Coach Brendan is also incredibly attractive.
Who's Coach Brendan?
The one that went home today.
I know, I'm just kidding.
All you people, you know, let me see you dance. It's in the zone. It's from the Me Against the Music.
Yeah. No. Diana.
Yeah. No. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys, whatever. That's where I went to. So
that's fine. I mean, you can go there. I'm not going to follow.
How about Oops, I Did It Again?
That's not Toxic. From that album. That's Toxic is from
Hit
that
Me
album.
Baby One More Time.
That's from a different album. Although, you guys have named, we've now named a lot of the titles of Britney Spears albums in here. So,
yeah, I mean, listen, she was like, I had the hots for Britney Spears circa 1999, 2000. Like, she was it.
Cry Me a River.
I had a poster above me.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Cry Me a River.
Toxic is from In the Zone.
No, Justin was circa 2008, 2009.
Is it Justin? No, that song is not from 2008.
No, I'm saying Justin was my crush. It was a joke.
I got it.
Yeesh.
It's April's National Understanding Month.
National I Get the Joke Month.
National Wives, am I right?
Can't even keep it. Well, you know what? The baby is now awake, but he's just staring at me with his passy content. So I think the problem was just a little bit of gas. It happens to all of us. We go to Malolo day 10. We get a pep talk from Coach Brendan. Bradley is trying to play like Kim Spradlin, and he and Stephanie talk about how the original Navidi Five are not going to crack. Stephanie's upset that someone like Bradley is going to stay in the game when one of her four is going to go home.
Well, he was kind of a jerk to her.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, that's definitely not what Kim Spradlin did. So,
because even if you don't want her in your alliance, you might need her vote.
Right.
Somewhere down the line.
Yeah, no, especially at Final Tribal Council.
He's a bit on the arrogant side.
That's all right. He's a bad boy.
Sand.
All right. Okay, the original... Damn it, I spoke too soon. Take the pass.
Do it every time.
Original Navidi wants to vote Michael or one of the like strong guys out, like Brendan. He's also an option because he's like a dad who makes terrible pep talks. I will give them that. That could get annoying. Mm-hmm. Seabass is uncomfortable with voting a strong guy out. Strategy. I almost said strategery. But he's going to lay low because hashtag Malololo. Get it? That was really funny. I laughed. April is National Get the Joke Month, but I was starting it early. Coach Brendan wants to play Teen Idol's James's Idol. I forgot that we were calling Michael Teen Idol because you wrote it in the thing last week, Jay. They want to take it out and force someone to flip during tribal. I didn't realize how terrible that sentence sounded until I just read it out loud. Teen Angel wants to end James's idol curse and legacy. When they get to tribal. Oh, does anybody have anything here? It was a good plan.
I thought it was a good plan, but I think they should have talked to Chelsea and Sebastian before they got to tribal.
Yep.
to tell him, okay, this is what we, you know, because they said we, it's a double idol, it's this, it's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You spring it on. I thought it might work, but I on some of these things, you have to get in there and say, look, you guys are at the bottom. That's what they're telling us. And then you go back to tribal and you reaffirm it. And I think that's where they made the mistake.
Yeah, you're right, Jack. I think plant those seeds as early as you can, so they're thinking about it for a long time. I mean, I don't know how long that tribal was, but you're only, what, say, at most, maybe an hour to kind of sit with that in your head.
If you're Michael and you take Sebastian with you and everyone's walked, you have a guy like Bradley and the rest are like, wait, why is he talking to him?
Yeah.
And then you take Kelsey.
Also try and figure out who maybe they're going to try and place their votes on, too, like during that time. Like, just try and get some feelers.
Because they guessed completely wrong.
Yeah, because if he would have guessed right, I think he still would have had a pretty good play, because then you're down 4-4. I mean, there's probably a merge coming, but still, you're in a much better situation. It's not like some other ones where you play the idol right, and it doesn't matter next week, the person's going home anyway. That could have been a real game changer. So I give kudos to his gameplay, especially for being 18 years old. I thought he handled it really, really, really well.
Yeah, dude, listen to this guy speak and how he's handling the game. There's no way he's 18.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like his game maturity is like well beyond his years.
Yeah, he could definitely win. He's just put on he's got the wrong numbers right now.
Yeah, wrong numbers, and it's hard to guess, but I think trying to suss that out a little bit better before. Who knows? It's kind of,
it may not have changed anything, but I always think that you got nothing to lose by trying to go on there. And they even said that, no, they didn't even come try to talk to us.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the one thing I would have done differently. But still, I got to give a lot of credit to his gameplay.
I thought it was an excellent move.
Yeah,
for the one part.
But it was only just one immunity, right? It wasn't a double immunity.
He said double immunity, but I think if he would have put that seed in there sooner.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even think, I go, wow, that's a great move saying a double immunity.
Yep. But yeah.
Anyway.
And it makes sense because he had two immunities. Like, so if you know the game, it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense.
And the way he explained it, he handled it, I was like going, but I said, oh, play the right one, play the right one, play the right one.
Yeah. And he said it at the beginning. I was like, crap. Yeah. it didn't work out. Colleen's a consoling, a crying baby. So we'll continue. We'll just continue to the tribal council where Bradley was just as annoying as he's been so far this season.
He's way too cocky.
Yeah. And again, going to the gameplay, I think was making the right play or the best play they could. Honestly, it seemed just a little cliche that it was almost like the textbook, you know, there's five of you, you guys, you know, somebody's got to be on the bottom.
Again, you do that in the middle, but then maybe they made a mistake on saying they're all putting their votes for Bradley. Again, that's why you plant the seed ahead of time, because if you have two immunity idols, they need to know who they're voting for. But again,
well, I think I don't mind the saying that it's going to be Bradley, because at least you give that, like, you make the choice easier for the five to say, okay, I'm just going to flip to avoid.
But you only needed one, and they went for two, I guess. But
it's kind of like how with that debate. Hello, I'm back for a minute, I'm sure. It's kind of like that debate when Malcolm did the hold up bro. Well, hold up bro was the next tribal, but when he pulled out the immunities and said, you know, the three amigos are all, we're all immune. We're going to put our votes on Philip. And they tried to cause chaos, and everybody there just stayed the course anyway. They only got Philip out because they were all immune. They all played immunity. So, you know, by default, Philip went home. They didn't actually change anybody's vote. So it's but you know, the, just that old question of how do you, when you're going to try to, like Kelly Wentworth played it right, where nobody, including her own alliance, knew she was going to play it, and she got, you know, Savage idled out. How do you idle somebody out when you are, you know, in a deadlock?
But to get someone to flip, you have to give them something where, you know, I'm taking a final three. I want to work with you. And if you don't talk to them before you get to tribal and just slam it on them, say, okay, this is, you got no hope, but we're going to be on top next week and you're going to be on the bottom or whatever. You have
totally
to
agree.
you have to get, you have to make some in ground, you know, some moves there. And it, I don't think they did it. That was the only I think that was a bit, because I think Sebastian, you said, okay, look, you go our way, I'll give you all the candy you want. And he's,
did you guys talk about last week?
Laffy Taffy, that was saltwater taffy, whatever you want, we'll got it.
Did you guys talk, Colin? Did you bring up last week how that whole sequence was featured on Joel McHale's new show on Netflix?
No, because it wasn't featured until in between the weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, how we were making fun of it was also featured on.
Really,
he made fun of it on
his new Netflix show.
Yeah, Joel McHale's new Netflix show.
What, the first week of the candy thing?
Yeah, the whole the best friend in the candy shop thing. So he made jokes as well.
So you're saying Joel McHale stole our stuff?
Well, technically, he releases those like Sunday morning, and we recorded Sunday like night. So technically, he was talking about it before us, but I hadn't seen the episode. So
All right. I'll let it go this time.
Yeah, Joel McHale's show, it's very much like The Soup, so he's talking about reality shows and stuff like that.
I'll keep him in my community. I won't leave
him out. Well, the first episode has a bit of a community reunion, so.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. There you go. There's a little hint.
Chevy Chase, huh?
Yeah, but I
no Chevy Chase, but Chevy Chase jokes abound.
I agree with Jack though, in that they should have brought, you know, what's the chick's name? They should have brought her or Seabass aside. I mean, like, Chelsea. Look, Chelsea or Seabass aside, and been like, hey, here's what we're going to do. Because, I mean, you know, it's not like they've changed anything. So I would have told them before, in the worst case, what, they go back, they tell their alliance, you know, they're going to play an idol. So.
Yeah, so what?
So what? Yeah. It's still a guessing game for who they're going to vote for. They split the vote then?
Right.
That would be the only thing, is they split the vote.
They split the vote, then they still lose.
Yeah.
Because Bradley would have had 4 votes.
Oh, that's right. Because it would have been 4 against either 3 and 2. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But looking back on it, that was the only... But I'm really impressed with Michael. I don't believe he's 18.
It kind of makes you wonder. Who was the kid from Millennial Gen X? The one that like had the temper tantrum that he was like 15? Youngest player ever.
Oh yeah, he was 18 too, but he had like that super baritone voice, and he was like 75 feet tall.
Yes, the one that I thought that
you need to respect me. I'm a player.
Yeah,
yeah, that guy.
That guy. But in the end, it ends up being, you know, Mike. He did a great job. You guys talked about this. Did you mention Kellen says, you know, points out that whoever flips is going to be on the bottom. So why flip?
No, we did not say that.
That was kind of a good counterpoint, which is again why I think they should have gone to somebody ahead of time, maybe.
Yeah.
And tried to make them, you know, finesse someone, make them like schmooze them, like make them feel like.
I mean, exactly. Yeah, I
thought she said, if any of you flip, I'll kill you in your sleep. I swear that's what I heard.
Have you heard about my husband? That's right. You haven't. My ex-husband. Again, right. If he was like an abusive husband or something, we're like, grade A-holes. Yeah. But until then,
because I'm thinking I'm thinking he might have been.
Probably.
And in that case, he deserved it.
Oh, God. All right. So it ends up being 5-4, Coach Brendan. And
I thought he handled it with class.
Yeah, he handled it with class. I'm bummed to see him go. Bradley's meh. So it's tough to see like Brendan go, who I think is an enjoyable player to watch versus.
Who doesn't like dad pep talks? I mean, they're great.
And I know my wife wants to sleep with him, so
I did feel bad for me because I've been trying for 16 years to get on it. Didn't want to go out this way, but you know, sometimes what you want the most, it doesn't happen the way you want or something like that. I thought, well, that's pretty well said. I wish I could remember what he said, but.
Well, you know, should I move on to feedback?
Let's do it.
All right. The first one is from Sean. Hashtag huge comeback and awesome tribal. I was convinced that Bradley was going home. Both my daughter and I were like, who the hell is this guy? Is he new? That is exactly what Jake Lassfelter said for the entire episode.
I feel like I said that every episode this season so far. I was like, I don't remember that person.
Yeah. Pretty much we know Dom, have, Wendell, and Seabass.
They do have some, like Chelsea. She, I was like, who's she?
Yeah. Love the lie that it had double power. Sad that Brandon left. Just like that group of four, now three better. Wish that Sebastian had flipped. Back to the challenge. I'm shocked that the purple team pulled it out. That team seems so dysfunctional. This is a great season. Talk soon, guys and gal. Sean, north of Boston, a.k.a. Snow Hampshire, a.k.a. Hoth.
They did get lots of snow, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, so did we.
Yes, we got a whole half an inch. It was awful.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with him, like we talked about, that, you know, it kind of was a bummer to see Brendan go. He was a much more – he was a pretty enjoyable player to watch, I think. Our next email is from Mandy. Is Michael also a secret poker player? Because that bluff was amazing. The two-person.
Yeah, yeah. No, again, he played it. He played it really well. Just a shame he didn't do it earlier.
He was very calm, very just didn't stutter, and it was amazing play.
Yeah. So, see, we're Monday morning quarterbacking, but you know. Oh my god, I'm almost done, kid. Be quiet. Why even play the idol? Ideally you'd hope someone flipped and then you'd wasted playing it. If no one flips, there's a 25% chance of guessing who they voted for. If you're not playing it for yourself, why not save it until the next vote when it can be you? That's a good point.
I forgot to mention that because I did think that. I said I would have gone up there and said, I'm not going to play it.
Yeah, just kidding, Jeff.
But then, okay, but then what if it's you? What if you're the one they picked?
Yeah, well, I've been felt worse if I would have gave it to Stephanie and I wasn't.
That's true. If you're giving it to someone else no matter what, then yeah, keep it. Yeah. That's a good point.
But if you guessed right, like you said, it's a 25% chance.
Yeah. I was kind of for a moment bummed. Well, I was glad that we weren't going to see Stephanie's amazing leggings go home.
I like Stephanie. I like her as a player. So I'm glad she wasn't even like considered.
All these players got a raw deal because of the swap. So anyway,
Tis what it is.
Yes.
But good players are able to work their way in.
Yep, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Any other feedback, Colleen?
Nope, that's it.
All right, well, let's go. It's
now
time.
If you have any feedback in the future, we record right after the episode is done, and you can email survivorjjc@gmail.com.
Well, there you go. All right, is now time to tally the votes. Let's see. Last week, Mike picked for me. He picked Angela. Colleen, you also picked Angela. Very original.
Nice pick, Mike.
Yes. Hey. So no go there. Jack, you picked Bradley, which was second most vote getter. So
close.
And in all of our cases, we still have our original picks. I have Wendell. Jack, you have Stephanie. And Colleen, you have Kellen. I can't believe you picked Kellen, but whatever.
I kind of want to change to Dom now, just because.
Nope, you can't. Nobody has any points yet, which is going to – there's not going to be as many points this season since we didn't do a preseason pick this year or season. So now it's on to week four. Who do we think is going home? I have the first pick. I think – is there another merge, another swap of some sort?
I don't think so.
Either way, I think Kellen's going home.
I don't think Kellen's going home. I think you're wrong, sir.
Whoa, it's not time to criticize my pick.
I don't see Kellen going home.
Oh, wait till I'm right. All right, Colleen, your pick.
I think who's the blonde chick that was flirting with Seabass in the next time on? I think she's
Jenna.
Going home. Yeah, I think Jenna's going home.
Jenna.
I'm going to go. I'm going Chris.
I hope so. I don't like
you mean Brooklyn?
Brooklyn? Yeah, yeah, Brooklyn can go home.
Because he just is so cocky.
Aggro?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. I didn't want to say that. But
Aggressive.
Yeah.
Aggressive, aggro. Yeah.
Yes, we got it.
Those kind of players don't usually last too long.
No, they don't. Bradley's don't last either. So it's only a matter of time. But again, Michelle broke the game, so it's really anything can happen.
That's true.
You're the worst.
All right. That is it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. I want to thank you that makes the show possible, our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Letter Carrier. You can find a list of all of our patrons on jayandjack.com. If you'd like to be a patron today, patrons are what make all of our podcasts possible. Sure, we do get some funds from ads or some funds from Amazon or whatever, but the vast majority of what pays all of our podcasters comes from the generous contributions of our listeners. So if you'd like to contribute whatever you can, go to jayandjack.com and click the Become a Patron link.
And today, if you become a patron in the month of March, we currently have a special going on in honor of Women's History Month. And you can become a patron at the $5 or $15 level at 78% of the cost. And that would make it, I believe that that is, because I'm really great at math, I think that that makes it $390 and $1,170. So check those out.
That is a bargain.
That is a bargain, okay?
It is.
I'm just saying.
It is. And it's a great month to do it in celebration of Women's History Month. And yeah, I think that's it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Next week, there will be a guest host in my place. I don't know who it's going to be. Colleen, do you have any idea who it's going to be?
Nope. We'll figure it out.
But so hope whoever it is sitting in this chair picks well for me. And until then,
will they be sitting in that chair?
No, I will be sitting in that
chair. Colleen will actually be sitting in his chair.
I can sit in the man's chair, okay? Especially in March.
Jay, you might want to take your chair with you.
Oh. That's
fine. I'm big enough a man to not care if my wife sits in my chair.
Okay. You're not Archie.
Yeah, exactly.
All the right. Family people.
We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Oh, wait. Thank our special patrons.
Special. I did that already.
I did not hear you.
Glad you listened to me. Yes. All right. So now next time.
It's natural.
Oh, you did thank them. I remember that now. Sorry. That was why I was looking up trying to find the price point sales. Bye. Thanks, everybody. I'm tired.
Bye, everybody. God bless.